Avraham Avinu was a spell for the five cities. He matzled them from a pecha being turned around. Very Shem says, not enough tzaddikim there. You can't save them. Moshe Loit comes out of, what do you call it, of Sodom. And he says to the Malach, that city over there, Mitzvah, is very small, can I go there, can you save it? The Malach says, yeah. One of the five cities, that city of Mitzvah. Avraham Avinu couldn't be matzled it. And Loit comes out, all of a sudden, he says to the Malach, do you mind to save that city? He says, yeah. What's going on? Yeah, that's the kasha. Okay, everybody, say it. Let's make a start. What?
The Shari Ara question.
Oh, yeah, very nice, yeah.
He gives an answer.
He gives an answer. He says an interesting answer, yeah. He gives an answer. Actually, he tells you what he says, actually. He brings a medrash. It was Hakaras HaTov. The Malach said to him, I owe you Hakaras HaTov. You looked after me in Sodom. For that, I'm going to see. Is that what he says? I think that's what he says. As far as I remember, what's his Teretz? Very interesting. Teretz. Okay, we're going to start. I think the clock's wrong here, because if you're not here,
too quick.
You know, the clock's wrong. I think the clock's wrong. Some people set the clock, but I think it's come to share.
Is his clock
wrong? Nah, it can't be. His clock's never wrong. Right, okay, so let's make a start. So we're doing about the, what do you call it, about the crock pot. Very interesting, actually.
So, let's just make a quick look at what we learnt.
So what we learnt last time was the halachas of Hatmona. Let's go quickly, briefly, very briefly through the halachas of Hatmona. And we said that Chazal made an issa of wrapping something up on Shabbos. There's two sorts of wrapping we spoke about last time. One sort of wrapping is a doba hamoisiv hevel. It's something which makes the food hot, and it is amazing to me actually what it is. What I wrote down was as an example. Sand, yeah, salt, sand, manure. Apparently these things have got a koyach to make the item hotter. Unbelievable thing. That is a doba hamoisiv hevel. Now we spoke about something which we know that's more relevant to us. Well, actually the other one's going to be also relevant, but the other one is a doba hamamid. It preserves the heat for a certain amount of time. That is a good example. That is a towel. So a person's got a pot and he wants to wrap the pot in a towel. That is also to do on Shabbos. Both of these things are also zicha to do on Shabbos.
Just
completely wrap it. I mean, you take a towel and you wrap up the keli completely. I showed you last time when you take a towel, you wrap up on all six sides. Yeah, look, it's not a base. A base is not covered up, yeah? But this is on all sides. It's wrapped up. Moshe, can I borrow your coat a minute, Moshe?
Hello?
Can I borrow your coat?
Yeah.
You don't mind?
I don't mind. You
don't mind there, do you?
No,
I don't mind. Someone's got a towel on this. Oh, yeah. He puts it around here, around all the sides, and the bottom, completely wrapped up. That is a doba hamamit. That is ostrich due on Shabbos, sorry?
Off the heat. Even off
the thing. You mustn't wrap it up, even off the heat. Right. You'll see that on the heat is a Dovah HaMoisiv, it's even worse. A Dovah HaMoisiv Hevel, even on Erev Shabbos, you can't do. So to wrap something on an Erev Shabbos with sand or grass, it's not on the fire, take it off, you're not doing it even on Erev Shabbos. I explained the reasons last time, because it's very normal before you do it. Might do it better. Shmoshes, nicer, those are the halachas. So a person may not wrap up on Dovah HaMoisiv Hevel, even on Erev Shabbos, on a Dovah HaMamid, on Shabbos also before Shabbos is Mutter. That's what we said last time.
Right, so if you put that coat on the set, not on the leaf, just on top.
Can't do that. One of the teir in Hatmona is when a person wraps up something, but it's not wrapped properly. That means the sizable amount of the item is not covered. That means, for example, Moshe, it's good you bought the coat with. Thank you. Let's say, for example, this bit is like this. It's got a lid on. And it's open. A person who wants to have mono wouldn't leave such a big piece like this uncovered. That makes it mutter to do. Obviously, you're going to lose a lot of heat this way. Obviously. But that makes it mutter to do. Now, you're going to tell me, as I said to you when we started, that Dovah HaMoisiv Hevel we haven't really got nowadays. True? We haven't really got an example of Dovah HaMoisiv Hevel. The answer is we have. Because if your pot is on a hot plate, or it's on a blech, that is giving out a source of heat. Therefore, to wrap a towel around a pot that's on the fire is an issa of Dovah HaMoisiv Hevel. Very strict. To anything which is on the fire, so a person's got an urn, electric urn, and the mice, he wants to keep it nice and warm, so he takes a towel and he wraps up the urn completely all around all sides. that's also to do even on Erev Shabbos. Because since the electric urn is being heated with an element inside it, it's giving off heat. That extra heat, that heat makes it now a Dovah HaMoist of Hevel. Even though the actual wrapper itself is not Moist of Hevel. But since it's now surrounding a Keli, which is giving off intense heat, that is also even on Erev Shabbos. So if a person wants to wrap up, for example, any pot on the fire, or on a blech, or on a hot plate, in fact, even on top of an urn which is on the fire, but there's a fire underneath, that top pot may not be wrapped up, even on Erev Shabbos, unless one leaves a sizable part not covered. Sizable part means most people in that situation wouldn't do hatmona, like you wouldn't preserve the heat. It's an amount that most people would realize if you're trying to preserve heat, you wouldn't do it.
Why would you use
it? Because as a gazelle, you might, before you wrap something up, normally you boost it up with something. You very often boost it up with putting it on a fire. So we're scared you might stoke up the fire before you do it. So Chazal didn't allow any hatmona to do. Right, now there's an interesting shiloh over here. So if I were to ask you a shiloh, let's go straight to this shiloh with a crock pot here. If I were to ask you a question, is this crock pot mutter? I just want to explain to you something, first of all. Remember your coat here. Don't forget, this crock pot comes out, yeah? So it's wrapped up on the sides over here. Is that a problem? What about Moshe?
Yeah,
I might need it still, but okay.
Oh, yeah, you can buy it.
So now the question is if I were to ask you, is there a problem about Atmona with this crock pot? What would you tell me? What would you say about that? Is there a problem if I were to ask you, is this called Atmona?
No.
If you are to ask you, quite right, Chaim, because it's not wrapped on six sides. It's wrapped up on five sides, maybe, but the top side over here is not wrapped up. There's nothing that comes over the top. Every keli, I think we spoke this out last time as well, every keli, the first wrapping is not called hatmona. It means every pot, which is full to the top, and you put a lid on top of it, there's no hatmona. That's not called hatmona. The first wrapping, the first thing that goes around the food is not called hatmona. It's another wrap. Now here, this has got another wrapping around it, it's true, but, like Chaim says, it doesn't go over the top. That means if I take his coat over here, and I put it now on just on top, around here, that's an issa of hatmona. But as it is now, l'chor should be no problem. No? Anyone disagree?
No, I disagree.
You agree or disagree? Really, that's what comes out. But the Bible says, well, no. That before Rav Shlomo Zalman was nifta, Rav Shlomo Zalman, this was one, I think one of the last shows, Rav Shlomo Zalman was busy, Rav Shlomo Zalman was ma'oyer, that this is a problem, hatmona. There's a big question, why? Why is this a problem, hatmona? How is it a problem, hatmona? It's not surrounded on all sides. Why should it be hatmona?
It says Rav Shlomo Zalman.
So the Erech Shabbos brings from Shlomo Zalman about this. It was Ora what? Just find out where it is here. Rishon Gimel. Oh, sure, thank you. That's like Kufnum Tess. What, page Kufnum Tess? Yes. Oh, sure, okay, thank you. So here he speaks about the shiloh. Yeah, Mammy says shiloh over here about this crop point. That's how it starts off. Didn't see the bishop itzi raw aura. See the aura. Says the, what's his name, the Erech Shabbos, he brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Da'asakon Rav Shlomo Zalman, yesh issa b'zeh gomush v'hatmona b'tov ha'moish of hevel. This is mamish an issa, to use his keli, is an issa of hatmona b'tov ha'moish of hevel, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Since most of this pot is surrounded, that means five out of the six sides are surrounded. Most of the pot is surrounded with surrounding. It's called Hatmona. Someone just said to me, if you look, actually, there's a little air space between this pot and the wall. That Rosh Hashanah says nothing. That's not called air space. It's called more or less touching. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah says it's a problem. Now, the problem is, Rosh Hashanah himself knew this, that there's a big machlokes in the Achronim of Dovah HaMoisif Hevel, which is not surrounded on six sides. That's one which is case. Which the person puts a pot on the fire and he wraps it up on five sides out of the six, which is Mamish's case. So Machlokes HaPosim, is that called Hatmona because the top is not covered? And many Poskim hold a sputter. So Rosh Hashanah Zaman, so what's the problem here? Chol should be no problem. So Rosh Hashanah Zaman, here's different. Why is here different? Shahari Kach Derech HaBishuv in Moish HaChol. This is much worse. This is the normal way of cooking. And since that's a normal way of cooking, this makes it Hatmona. I mean, if you take a pot and you only wrap it up in five sides out of the six, then even if it's a Dovah Moitzel, I can understand, that's nothing. But here, since this is the way of cooking during the week, this is how you do it, this itself is problematic. So Rosh Hashanah sometimes, this is Mamish Hatmona.
So if that's the way of cooking, why is that all just decaying? That is the pot.
But they make it to make it warm, so they're doing everything to make it as like as hot as possible. So the heat timer, since that's the way you do it during the week, that is the problem. That's one. They want to preserve heat as much as possible. They want to make it nice and boiling hot, and that's the way they're doing it. Remeila, he says that's the problem. It's a chiddush. I must say it's a chiddush. Kein derech abishu roi tachoyel. Menem shishagilish agdei romala. Eino mazik, eino romak, klav nechem atashul. It's the fact that it's open on top. There's nothing. Basically, when you wrap up a food and you want to keep it warm, you're showing us that it's different because you don't normally wrap it up properly. That is when there's a heter. But he says, in this case over here, where the normal derech is to, what do you call it, to cook like this, so Rosh Hashanah Zaman, that's mamish and Islam. It's a bit chiddush. Mamish is a bit chiddush. Well, don't you stay in Rosh Hashanah Zaman. Rather, I do actually. I say it's not so simple. That's what I do. But you're right. People don't take it out. But you're right. But the foil inside here doesn't help for Hatmona. I want to come to that message soon. This foil inside here won't help for Hatmona.
I'm just saying it's not there at
home. Yeah, I understand. Okay, but first of all, a lot of people don't have a foil inside. He's talking about a normal crock pot, which has got, without the foil, let's say. He said it's a normal way of cooking like that, and therefore you can't say the fact that it's not wrapped up on all six sides is a heter. That's what Rosh Hashanah Zaman says. The whole thing is boiling hot. There's a surrounding of elements all the way around. So that's mamish boiling hot. That's mamish, a classic case of Hatmona, but Dovah HaMoisif Hevel, and that's Rosh Hashanah Zaman, that's not allowed. Says Rosh Hashanah Zaman, and the Maaseh says Rabbi Yashub also had like this, apparently, that this is also a problem. This is also going on. I must tell you that many other possum disagree. I think Rav Vosner's got a tshuva. He timed as Lamaisa. No. At the end of the day, it's not covered on top, and therefore it's not surrounded by six sides. There's no problem. The same with Shem Igros Moshe, also the same thing. That it's not covered in six sides. We don't make a distinction, and it's not called Hatmona. So you've got a Machlokes HaPosim. Is this called Hatmona or not? Yeah? Everyone with me? No. I can see you're not with me.
No, I'm just wondering if the lid is not completely on the top.
Yes, if you take the lid off, probably that's much better. But who's going to do that? You lose your chonos. Well, I want to say bring shabbos. I'm telling you, it's a big machlokes first of all, what this is. I'm saying many poskim hold that there's no hatmona anywhere on this side. Like Chaim said at the beginning, it's not surrounded by six sides. At the end of the day, it's not surrounded by six sides, and maybe there's no hatmona. Rosh Hashanah Zaman is a chiddush, and Yashiv also holds like this. At the end of the day, Rosh Hashanah Zaman says it is called hatmona, it's the normal way of cooking like this, and therefore Rosh Hashanah Zaman says that is called hatmona. So you've got machlokes. So I'm saying anyone who's lenient with this, the Maaseh, you can't object to him. He's got Maaseh, a big poskim, who are maker, a Vosner, a Moshe, a whole, there's no problem in this case. If someone wants to satisfy all opinions, now what's the solution to satisfy all opinions? So Shlomo Zalman says, now someone told me he did this actually this week. Shlomo Zalman's loshen is, Nosen Eitzer, Laasas Kederim Mepach, Shetafsik Ben Kederim Sachon, Ben Machshah Chimom. But Shlomo Zalman says that Eitzah is to put another keli inside it. I haven't shown this tomorrow, I'm going to try and buy it. You put another, let's say, like a foil container, a big foil container, inside, and it sits inside here. So first of all, this pot now is raised off the base. Secondly, this now sticks up. Those two things make it showing that you're not interested in the heat. And says Rav Shlomo Zalman, in that case, that has demonstrated there's no hatmona anymore. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says the way to get around this problem is to raise this. Now, many people, how they raise it? Yeah, stones. People put, some put stones in here. You can see in my one what I've done. I've got a foil container which is crushed up. This was a foil container one, so it's crushed up. So it sits inside here. So the pot rests on there, it raises up. There's also inside here, you can see it's a bottle tops. Inside there, bottle tops. So the bottle tops raise the pot that it's not touching a base, plus it's raised from on top. So it's sticking out on all five sides, it's raised up a bit. On four sides, only four sides, yeah? On four sides, it's raised up. That, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, is even according to me, no problem. Rav Shlomo Zalman throws in, though, I don't know if someone said this before, that to put foil around the sides is nothing. That doesn't help. Put foil inside, that doesn't help at all. Shlomo Zalman says, last, the eighth is to put a hesed between the container and the heating element, to stick out. For Omar She'ein Dai Benya Aluminium. It's not enough to put a piece of foil there. That does not help you at all, he says. It has to be something that raises it. A bottle, he speaks about a pack. Sorry, someone told me this week, he went out, I'm going to try and get it. He told me he actually bought another keli, an insert, a big pot, disposable. And I mean, disposable pot, a big one, which he actually managed to fit into this. And that raises the, what do you call it, this crock pot, and it's sticking up on the sides. And it made according to that, you've got according to everyone, there's no problem if you do that. But he says that aluminium foil is no good. That's what he says. Around the sides, aluminium foil is not, I can understand, because that's not doing anything. It's not about, I must say that, I find it safer, maybe safer. I've been reading that, not just enough. For some reason, he suggests this actually with the foil. See if I can find it here where it is. He actually suggests this. He brings a shayla, he brings a machlokas apostle about this thing about whether you can, it's called hatmona or not. It's a question of hatmona. He said, considerable hatnochic controversy has been raised over whether this is called hatmona. Is this called hatmona or not? It's surrounded by five sides. So he says, certain minor adjustments can be made. He says this can be achieved by simply lining the inside walls of the cylinder with aluminium foil. So he's trying to make it with aluminium foil. Don't understand why that works, but he tells us that if you put aluminium foil around, that also helps. Does he say why? It acts as a neutralizing barrier between, I'm not sure what he means exactly. It reduces the heat. Quite a very big hirsch actually, this. The heat time is, that's also enough. Well, as thick as a blech, but he's talking about aluminium foil, he doesn't say how thick it has to be. Even if you reduce the heat, it's a chiddush that it should work. What's that got to do with hatmona? I don't understand how that helps in hatmona. Right, so I want to tell you the shifts again. Again, we've got a machlokas when there's a problem at all on a crock pot. I remember someone once came to me on Shabbos morning, he's got a big problem. He just realised with his crock pot, he forgot to raise it. So he doesn't know, can he eat his cholent? He was over hatmona. I said, it's not a problem. I mean, but yeah, but it's definitely all right. It's no shy. We've got a big posthume. I hope there's no atmona. Certainly, there's no problem. If someone didn't do it, it's certainly okay. There's no shy whatsoever. The food is zechah, what to eat. No shy whatsoever. The only shy is if to be machmi, what you have to do to be machmi. So I say, first alone, my number of posthume, there's no problem in atmona, which is the pashtus of the achronim. Mr. Brewer brings down that if it's only on five sides out of the six, there's no problem. It's a chiddush of Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashua. They're saying that since the derech cut like this, then it's much worse, and this is a problem even if it's not surrounded on six sides. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's ace is to get around this problem. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, if you raise the pot, so the pot sticks up, so again, you've gained that it's not on the surface, it's not touching the bottom, it's raised from the bottom, and on the four sides, it's also lifted up. So you've got quite a substantial area of the crock pot, which is magula, it's not surrounded. That, they say, makes it, there's no problem about tomorrow. That's the way around. Certainly, if one can accommodate all ships without any problem, it's certainly a good thing to do. So I'm saying, what you can put in there, you can put stones in there, you can put stones in there. In fact, the person told me today, actually, I haven't tried it out, but he told me he tried it out at Shabbos. He bought an insert, and actually it was quite high above, quite a bit higher than the bottom, the base. He said his wife was worried the shot wouldn't cook. But the mice was fine, it was absolutely no problem at all. It cooked mamish.
Yeah, he cooked it beforehand, didn't he, after putting
it? Or no, he used it the whole time. You can sit in the whole time, actually. Yeah, that's true, Ohio says. You don't have to, you can cook it. When you start cooking, he's quite right, actually. When you cook your cholent for Shabbos, you can take all this out. You can take all the foil containers out, everything out, cook it like normal, and then before Shabbos, if you want to accommodate your shitter, you take out the crock pots, you put this down, you put your stones in there, or your bottle tops in there, whatever you want to raise it, and that's okay. But when you cook it, you can cook it like normal. That is the way to get round this problem, according to all opinions. I'm saying, Rabbi Ribiak says there, you can put a foil in the inner line. That's a chiddush already. I'm saying, Rosh Hashanah Zamazicha didn't like that itza. He was not happy with that itza. But Rabbi Ribiak, he's obviously quoting from someone. He's obviously saying something. But I'm saying, if that's a posh the itza, how to get round this problem? Okay, Rabbi Ribiak.
Hello,
Moshi, go get your coach. Go ahead. Thank you, Moshi.
Pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.